Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, Dr. Shawanda Faye Watson, for another episode of Unpacking Family Secrets God's Way. I am so thankful that you are joining me today, and I just pray that the Lord has a word in store for not only you, but for any family members, any friends, any associates that this message may ring true to. I just hope that you share the podcast, okay? Because the Lord knows who he wants to have access to it. And I just thank him for allowing me to serve you and, of course, giving you every word of the Most High God. The Holy Spirit is so amazing. He's so awesome. And so because the Lord is just almighty, we're going to go before him and in prayer and acknowledge him for who he is. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise your holy name, Lord. We are thanking you and we're coming boldly before your throne of grace through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, acknowledging you for who you are, the Almighty God. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God. We thank you for the name that is above every name. We thank you, Lord, for that name, because every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, Master, and Savior. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. The blood will never lose its power. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your love, your peace, your joy, your strength, for everything, your forgiveness, your deliverance. You are just almighty. We thank you, Father, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I ask you right now to release your fire to burn out everything that's in us and around us that's not of you, Father. We thank you for covering us with the blood of the Lamb. We also dispatch multi-purpose angels to go forth and obey every word of the Most High God. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me and my family, the listeners and their families, all the way back to Adam and Eve up to now and in the future, for all known and unknown sins, iniquities and perversions, wrong and wicked words that we've ever spoken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for your forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy. And I renounce every evil word that anyone has ever spoken over our lives and destinies in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, is all of you and none of me. I decrease. I die to self because you must increase. Guide me, direct me in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind up backlash right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' mighty name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mighty name, I pray. Amen. Again, thank you. So if you don't have anything to write with or to write on, I am going to pause for a moment and allow you to get that. All right. So I am so excited about this word. Of course, it's a continuation of the word the Lord gave us on last week. And the title of the message, of course, is How is Your House Managed Part 2. So it is so important for us to have a handle on what's going on in our household, with our family, you know, that there are no secrets, okay, that we find out about and it, you know, just blows us away, you know, or just knocks us off balance, you know. Of course, it won't blow us away, but it will, you know, take you off balance because this is something that you were not expecting. So this is why it's so important to be in tune to your spouse, okay? If you're married, it's important to be in tune to your children, okay? You know, and it's important to be in tune with you as well, you know, because the Lord wants us to be balanced, all right? And being balanced means that we have placed him where he belongs. He belongs as the head of the family, then the husband, then the wife, then the children. Anything or anyone outside of that, they have to take a number, okay? And if they want to be number one after all of you all, have been taken care of, then they need to get there first, right? But a lot of times, you know, family members take on that load of other family members, you know, because they, of course, they care for them. They're concerned about their well-being. They love them. However, when you take on that responsibility and put your family to the side, you know, whether it's for a long period of time or a short period of time, then that's where everything gets out of order, because you have to take care of your house. The Lord says to take care of your house, okay? Because if you don't take care of your house, how can you take care of his house, your other family member's house, which is not your responsibility, you understand? But you have to be balanced. And so the Lord said in his word in 1 Timothy 3:5, English Standard Version, the Lord said, "For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?" Okay, so in this, he's talking about, you know, how can you serve in his house? You know, how can you serve his people, his hurting babies, his hurting children, when your house is messed up? You know, the husband is not speaking to the wife not speaking to the husband, the children are all over the place, talking back to the parents, fighting each other, you know, right in front of parents, and they're not disciplining them. They're not saying anything about, you know, stop this, don't do this, you shouldn't do this. Nothing is being said, okay? And then at the end of the day, they're trying to figure out what's the problem. Well, one, you all are the problem, okay? Because you're not doing, or you didn't do what the Lord said. You know, you have to manage your own household. So if you're finding yourself in this place where, you know, if you're married, you're not speaking, you know, you're not being intimate with each other, okay? Because that's very important in a marriage, right? Because sex is for marriage. Anything outside of marriage is fornication and adultery. It's a perversion. It's error. It's not supposed to be taking place, okay? Because a man's supposed to have his own wife, and the wife is supposed to have her own husband, okay? But you see in this world, you have so much error where the wife and the husband are bringing in other people into their marriage. That's one example. And of course, the Lord is not for that. Okay, so they may think that that's right, but it is absolutely, positively wrong. Okay. All right. So, you know, we were talking about Eli and his sons, okay? Because it's very important for parents to train up their children, right, in the way that they should go, all right? It's just so important, okay? The Lord instructs parents to do that. So when you are training the children up in the way that they should go, and that means that you're training them based on the Word of God, you're planting the seeds of God's love on their heart, okay? And so as they get older, the Lord said they will not depart from that. They will always know that they are loved and cared for by the Lord. They know that he is their source, right? Especially, you know, when as they're coming up, even though they may be living under the household or in the household with their parents, they know for a fact that it's not their parents. It's the Lord blessing their parents to bless them, okay? But when they are old enough and they're old enough to have their own place, you know, then they will always remember that the Lord adores them, that he is the one who provides for their needs, okay? Not the parents, this is what the Lord wants. He wants parents to train. You're molding them to honor the Lord. But when your house is messed up, it's all over the place, one of the last things that you're probably doing is talking about the Lord, okay? And if we could, you know, put a little recorder in your home, we probably wouldn't even hear the name of the Lord spoken, but we will hear some cuss words. We might hear some curse words, because cussing and cursing, those are two different things, right? Okay, all demonic. I just want to make sure that we understand that all of those words are demonic, yes. Okay, all right. So, you know, you got to get this under control, okay? So going back to Eli, you know, Eli was the priest of God's tabernacle. He was a priest, and his two sons, okay, were also priests, all right? So, you know, it was just a household. The men were to serve God and to serve God's people, okay? But somewhere along the line, you know, as we talked about it last week, somewhere along the line, something got disconnected, okay? His sons, although they had the title of priest, they were not acting like holy priests, okay? They did everything that they were not supposed to, okay? So we're going to start talking about Eli and his sons, okay? And so that scripture, those scriptures, and I'm going to give you that right now, is in, you can find that in 1 Samuel 2, verses 17 through 26. So this is where we are. And we're going to talk about Eli. We're going to talk about how he dealt with his sons. And we're going to talk about what his sons did and how their actions basically, you know, disrespected the Most High God. Can you imagine? Okay. Knowingly, all right, and, you know, without hesitation, you know what I mean, without any guilt, disrespecting the Most High God, okay? Oh, my goodness, okay? So, again, we're going to 1 Samuel 2, 17 through 26, all right? So, basically, when we talked last week, we talked about the fact that, you know, when the people brought their offerings to the Lord, okay, what Eli's sons would do, they would send their servant over, and the servant would just stick his fork in the meat, in the pot where the meat was cooking, and he, whatever came up, he took it back to them, okay? And if they did not give it to him, or if they said, well, you know, just wait until the fat burns off, okay, he would tell them no. And basically, if they didn't give it to him, he would take it by force, okay? So he's working for Eli's sons. So this was a way of them disrespecting God, all right? So at verse 17, the Lord said in his word, wherefore, the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord, okay? But Samuel ministered before the Lord, okay, being a child, girded with a linen. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew up before the Lord. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. So you've got several things taking place here. Okay. And so I want to talk about Hannah and Samuel. Okay. As you know, some of you may know the story of Hannah, whose husband was Elkanah, and he had two wives. Okay. But Peninnah was the other wife, and she was, you know, giving birth and bearing children was not an issue for her. She did not have a problem bearing children, okay? But Hannah, on the other hand, did not have children. She had not had or given birth to a child for Elkanah, okay? So she was upset, and here's the thing. Because Peninnah was able to have children, you know, just so, it was so easy, she would always ridicule Hannah. She made her feel like nothing, like there was something wrong with her, okay? And every time they went to the tabernacle for the sacrifice, she would just rub it in, And it's almost like, you know, she just had a little, you know, her finger pointing at her forehead, you know, just pouncing on the forehead. Yeah, see, you cannot have children, but I can. The Lord has blessed my womb, but I don't know about yours. You see what I'm saying? Yours, is something wrong with yours. And so Hannah was hurt by that, right? So, you know, she wanted something done, okay, because she was hurting. Now, she did have Samuel, okay, and I'm going to tell you about her cry, because, you know, if your household is messed up and you're trying to either ignore it, hope that it get better on its own, or whatever you're doing to try to remedy the situation, letting the children have their way as long as they stay quiet, you're okay. But, you know, you see what they're doing, okay? You see that something's going on, but you don't want to open your mouth to fix it. One of the things that Hannah did was she poured her heart out to the Lord, okay? And requested that he do something, okay? So in 1 Samuel 1, you can go to verses 9 through 11, okay? Because Hannah is upset, you know, she's crying and just crying. She doesn't want to eat or anything like that, okay? So, you know, her husband is asking her, you know, what's wrong? Why are you so upset? You know, he's trying to, you know, get her to say, hey, I understand you don't have any children. We have not had any children together, but I am more than 10 sons, you know? So why are you so heavy? And so in verse 9, the Lord said, so Hannah ate. Then she pulled herself together, okay? She wiped her tears. She ate a little bit, got herself together, okay? Because now the Holy Spirit has given her a plan, you know? So she slipped away quietly. She didn't tell her husband, and she definitely didn't tell Peninnah where she was going. So she slipped away quietly and entered the sanctuary. The priest Eli was on duty at the entrance to God's temple in the customary seat. Crushed in soul, Hannah prayed to God, okay? She didn't call mom and him. She didn't call next door neighbor. She prayed to God, okay? That's very key. So if your house is out of order, you need to stop, drop, and pray. Bottom line. Okay, so again, continuing with God's word. Hannah prayed to God and cried and cried. And it's okay. You see how Hannah is crying? She is crying. She's hurting, okay? Don't try to be brave, okay? When you're going before the Lord and you know you are hurting, right? And that means men and women. When you are hurting for your family, you don't know how to fix it, right? You have to cry out to the Lord like you are a child. Do you understand? It's okay to do that. And so the Lord said, Hannah prayed to God and cried inconsolably. No one, don't pet me up. Okay, this is Hannah. Don't pet me up. Okay, pet me up, trying to give me a word of encouragement. It's not working. Okay. So then she made a vow. Here we go. She made a vow to the Lord, right? And she said, O God of the angel armies, if you'll take a good hard look at my pain, if you'll quit neglecting me and go into action for me by giving me a son, I'll give him completely and unreservedly to you. I'll set him apart for a life of holy discipline. Okay? That's what she did. She poured her heart, okay? And she felt like the Lord was ignoring her. He was paying attention to Penina because she was having babies, which are a blessing and a heritage, okay? But she wanted the blessing. She wanted a heritage. And hey, however it was going to happen, she made a vow to the Lord. This one right here that you blessed me with, this is Hannah, I'm going to give him back to you to serve you for life. He will live a holy life. So whatever you have to do, okay, if you and your spouse are not communicating well at all, you don't want each other to touch you. You know what I mean? The husband don't want you to touch him and you don't want him to touch you. Okay. You don't want to talk to each other. You don't want to sit down at the table and have a prayer time. You know what I mean? Asking the Lord to fix this mess. Yes, we messed up. This is a hot mess. Okay. This is not how a marriage is supposed to be. Our children are just all over the place. Got a daughter quiet in a room. Got a son messing around, you know, with gangs, girls, okay? Just, you know, whatever it is, you have to drop your pride, and go before the Lord and humble yourself, okay? Because he's the one. He's the Almighty God. He knows how to fix everything. He is the solution. He has put it in his word. You have to take the lace and pearls off your Bible, wipe the dust off, you know, okay? Make sure the wrinkles start, you know, getting on the pages, because right now the pages are so flat and crisp. Okay, because no one has opened it up. Go ahead and start wrinkling those pages up. So you might turn it through the Bible to find your solution. Okay. Because the Lord wants you whole. He does not want you going through life in poverty and lack, hurting, angry, having a lot of unforgiveness or any unforgiveness in your heart. Okay. None of that. That's self-righteousness. Okay? Because when we do those things and we ignore the Lord, sin is crouching at your door. It's crouching at your door. And the enemy is going to come in and devour the entire family. Do you hear me? Okay? So this is not a game. It's not a game. All right. So let's get back to Eli, because he's got two sons, you know, and the Lord is not happy at all because they don't care about what the Lord said, how he feel. Yeah, they know he looking, he watching them. could care less. These boys are having sex with the women who are coming to sacrifice unto the Lord. Do you hear me? He's causing the people to transgress. They're causing the people to sin against God. Oh my goodness. Okay? No. All right? And so Eli, of course, is old. The blessing, though, is he's got Samuel there as a little boy. He's training him to, you know, go before the Lord and serve him. So Samuel is he's continually training and sitting before the Lord. Do you understand me? Okay? This child. Because I don't know what happened to Eli's sons, and he's probably trying to figure out where did I go wrong? Okay? So now he's very old, and he's heard about what his sons are doing. Okay? Just like you. I'm quite sure you have heard about what your children have done or are doing. You've heard about what your spouse has done or is doing. Okay? You're hearing about these things. All right? And so now the Lord is very clear about his solution to the problem. Okay? Because these young men held the Lord in contempt. What does contempt mean? Contempt means that they, you know, detested the Lord. They had disdain for the Lord. Can you imagine? They had disgust for the Lord. They disrespected the Lord. They ridiculed the Lord. You know, Eli stand up there talking about, you know, hey, this is not good in God's sight. Okay. If you sin against another, you know, then, or if one man sins against them, then of course the judge shall judge whoever is sinning against those people. Okay. And in this case, it was Eli's sons. But then he asked them, and I'm quite sure he was desperate. Eli is desperate. What the world? I mean, for real, out of everything that you could have done or that you could do, you chose the Lord, okay, to be your enemy, basically, okay? Because here's the thing. Eli's like, but if a man sins against the Lord, who shall entreat for him, okay? All right? How can you intercede for someone who is blatantly and purposely sinning against the Most High God, disrespecting him, like spitting in his face? You know what I mean? Like licking their tongue out and making fun of the Lord. Oh my goodness. All right. So the Lord has a solution to this problem. And the Lord said, notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father. So they did not listen to Eli, because the Lord would slay them. So the Lord had already said and decided, okay, that these young men got to go. Okay? Now, a lot of people think that the Lord has changed, and you'll hear people who are not believers say that our God is weak. You know what I mean? You know, no. Okay. Our Heavenly Father is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You understand? We have grace through Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father is long-suffering, but he does not suffer alone. And I hope that I'm making myself clear. So he has a solution, right, to this problem right here. Because he cannot have priests in the church sinning against him and thinking that they're going to get away with it. No, ma'am. No, sir. Okay. The Lord said, your sin will find you out. Okay? So whatever sin you're committing, open a door because it's right there. It's going to find you out. And when it finds you out, everybody will know. Okay? So with that being said, if you're having issues in your family and you are trying to ignore it, you're not trying to pray about it or anything like that. You put a little band-aid, y'all, you know, when you talk to the church, don't do that. Y'all know y'all shouldn't do that. And then you just walk away. You see what I'm saying? Okay. All right. So, no. Or you know your spouse, you know, maybe stepping outside of the marriage. You know this. You've seen this. And you just stay there. Don't interact. Don't talk about, hey, you know, I don't want to be treated like this. You need to make a decision. It's either them or me. Because you can't have both. No. Do you understand? Because the Lord said a man should have his own wife and a woman should have her own husband. That's one. You understand? He does not, or she does not have a privilege to have a husband and a side piece. Do you understand? No. The Lord does not agree with that. So you have to make a decision. Because if you're trying to work, if you're trying to serve God in the church or anything like that, and your house is messed up, you can't do it. Nope, you can't do it. Because when you're at work or you're serving in church, your mind is not on what you're doing. Okay? Your mind is not on serving God's people when you're in the church and your household is tore up. Right? If you are in education, your mind is not on doing the best thing for those children. Because as soon as one of them get a little tested with you, they going to get everything that you are feeling, they're going to get it. The yelling, the cussing. And in some cases, you've seen teachers fight students. Do you understand me? And it has nothing to do with that child. It has everything to do with the fact that your house is messed up and you have not gone before the Lord and asked him to fix this. Because you're going to decrease, you're going to get out of the way. And whatever he says, you're going to do. That's right. So you cannot be God, okay? You cannot be the God of your household. Your heavenly Father is the head of your house. Yeah. Because aren't you tired? Aren't you tired? Aren't you ready to just give it to somebody? But you have to give it to the Lord. He's the only one. He's the only one that can handle this, that can fix it, that can help you, that can deliver you, that can make you whole. Okay? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. He's going to give you his joy. He's going to give you his wisdom because he loves you. And you ask him to forgive you. Ask the Lord to forgive you for trying to do things on your own way. Yeah. Ask your children, ask your spouse to forgive you. And then forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. Right? Because the Lord wants you to have the best. The best life. But you cannot do it. And you should never do it without the guidance of the Holy Ghost. He knows everything. He knows your beginning to your end and your end to your beginning. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Okay? So give it to him. So if that was you and your household is just messed up and you are just faking it so you can make it, you know, then I want you to pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me because I am a sinner. I have not lived my life according to your holy word. I ask you to fill me up with your Holy Ghost because I know and I believe that you gave your only begotten Son just for me. And again, I ask you to fill me up with your Holy Ghost because Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. He rose again for me and he's preparing a place just for me. And I'm a new creation because of Jesus. So if I die tonight, because I have done everything the Lord created me to do, heaven will be my home because I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that prayer, oh my goodness, what? First, I welcome you to the royal family, okay? And I congratulate you for rededicating your life to the Most High God. So it does not matter what the situation is. It does not matter what the need is. Huh? The Lord is faithful and just. He will never leave you. He will never, and I mean never, forsake you because you are important to him. You. Point at you. Yeah, you. You are important to him. And he adores you. He loves you. He created you with a plan and a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11. All right. So again, trust God. Read his word. Okay. His word is true. And it will never return unto the Lord void. Until next time. You know I love you, right? With the love of the Lord. Bye-bye.